This is the Hooligan Hour with your host, Brock Baker.
Hooligans! Welcome to the Hooligan Hour podcast. I am your host, Brock Baker, a.k.a. the Cash Money Hooligan, a.k.a. the Money Weight, a.k.a. the Shiner Brock Junkie. All the shameless plugs, and on this voyage with me is my dude with the tude, Johnny Bedlam, also known as Johnny CrossFit, CrossFit Jesus, all of the fun stuff. And we're coming to you straight from the Bo UFO. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, Brock? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Yeah? I'm in a Christmas mood, Christmas spirit, ready to go.
Nice. I'm feeling a little better than the last time I was on here. You know, and I'm looking forward to doing this episode.
Did you get you some Pedialyte?
I didn't get me some Pedialyte, but I got me some water, some high-quality H2O, and then I got myself a Gatorade, which was somewhat better, because Gatorade tastes delicious. But yeah, that's right.
What flavor? That's essential, so I need to know the flavor.
Let's see. I'm a cool blue guy. I like cool blue or the orange one. I had a red one last night after my workout. Or I'm a sucker for things that are grape flavored. Dude, I like grape flavored stuff.
Okay.
But I mean,
have you ever had Riptide Rush?
Riptide Rush. I'm not a big fan of the frost flavors. I don't know why. It's just not my cup of tea. But anyways, Brock, you're getting in the way of me introducing myself. That's right. I'm Johnny Bedlam, aka Johnny Ray Sissel, CrossFit Jesus, Johnny CrossFit, the JB and Brock Boy and JB, the new, brand new 21-year-old sensation. It's Johnny Boy, wah. It's Johnny Baby.
You've had some alcoholic beverages, I would assume, since you turned 21.
Yeah.
Clearly, you were very hungover episode 13 of the Hooligan Hour podcast.
Them buttery nipples do not forgive.
Buttery nipples?
You've never had a buttery nipple, Brock?
No, I have not.
Ooh, man.
And if I have, it wasn't the alcoholic type. You know what I mean?
That was a trip, man. I don't think I'm ever going to have another one of those again.
Yeah, that would be kosher. Johnny, tell our listeners where they can find you on social media.
All right, so check it out. On Twitter, you can follow me at Bedlam Johnny. That's BedlamJohnny. And then on Instagram, you can follow me at BedlamJohnny1. Because I'm number one. I'm Ichiban.
I don't know how accurate that statement is, but
it is accurate,
we'll roll with it. We'll roll with it for right now. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at CM Hooligan. That is CMH00LIGAN. CM Hooligan across Instagram and Twitter. As for Facebook, if you are creepy,
you know the deal.
You know it. Yeah. We don't have to explain it. And don't ask for Johnny's Snapchat, damn it.
Yeah, if you got it, then you special. If you don't, get out of here.
Exactly. You are listening to episode 15 of the Hooligan Hour podcast. It's actually our final podcast of 2018, How the Hooligan Stole Christmas. On this week's episode, myself and Johnny will deliver to each and every one of you a very special Christmas edition of the Hooligan Hour podcast. We will review some of our favorite Christmas movies, television specials. We'll talk about Christmas music, best and worst Christmas gifts, favorite Christmas memories. You'll hear it all right here on the Hooligan Hour podcast. So join us, and if you need a ride aboard our flotilla leader, all you got to do is ask, and we'll be more than happy to pick your ass up. Now, let's dive right in.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
All right, hooligans, let's dive right back in. Johnny, a lot's happened. A lot's transpired since we last spoke to you on episode 13.
Uh-huh.
How you been?
I mean, you know, I'm all right. I'm 21 now instead of 20. Feels about the same. You know, I don't feel like a different person. I just feel like an older person. But yeah, man, no, like a lot's happened. I just finished school. The day we're recording this, I had my last final this morning, and then I had one last Tuesday, and then I had to write it ended up being a 60-page script, but it was a feature-length script for my film writing class, and I got it all done in about 24 hours, so an entire day of just writing.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and not to mention the fact that my laptop pretty much booted out on me, and then I had to rewrite like 16 pages. I had 25 done. I had to rewrite 16, and then I ended up having 60 instead of like 90 or 100. But yeah, no, my computer like totally died. The operating system failed. The hard drive got disconnected, so they had to pull the file at Best Buy, and they had to give me the file on a flash drive, and then I had to put it in another computer so I could finish it on that computer, and then I couldn't print it at first. So I had to email the software people, and they had to transfer it into a PDF so I could print it. It was just a mess, man. And I'm so glad that I got it done and I'm finished and I don't have to worry about it again.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed were you?
I was at least a 9.5.
9.5.
At least a 9.5, man. Like, man, I was about to flip, because I mean that was pretty much what was gonna determine if I failed the class or not. Or if I passed the class or not.
Right.
And so when I turned it in, I just, man, a weight came off my shoulders. And I got some Wendy's, and I just stuffed my face for a little bit. And then I took a nap because I hadn't slept all night.
Right.
And I was just like, man, I ain't doing nothing today. I finished that script, and I went home. I took a nap, and I said, that's it. I'm not doing anything, man. That's it.
I would imagine so. 24 straight hours of working on a feature-length film script?
Yes.
Oof.
Nah, yeah, it was horrible.
Don't sign me up for that one.
It was horrible, man. I thought it was going to be fun at first, you know, but as I
remember you bringing it up.
Yeah.
As
I got closer to it, I just kept putting it off because other things, you know, kept coming in and coming about. And so I get to the day before and I'm like, ah, crap, I got to do this whole thing tonight. And so I just, man, I pushed through that and I got it done, and I'm glad that it's over. All my classes are done now. By the time when this airs, I will be in Wichita, Kansas, visiting my buddy who lives up there. I'll be there for a couple days. I'll be in seclusion. I'll be off the grid.
Off the grid.
Yeah, I'm going to be off the grid for a little bit just because, I mean, hey, man, I just want some time to relax.
Right.
Nothing. And then I'll head to San Antonio for the holidays and then stay there until like January and then start it all over again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Have you ever been to Kansas?
No, I have not.
Really?
I have not been to Kansas.
Well, you're in for a treat.
So, yeah, it's going to be a nice little surprise, I guess, to see how everything is over there. He just told me to pack warm,
yeah,
and be ready for some cold weather, which that's nothing that I haven't experienced before. I've been to Alaska before, so
okay,
that's about as cold as I've ever gotten. But yeah, man, no, I'm excited to get up there and just chill. Like, you know, I'm so done with this semester, man. Like literally, I'm done. Like literally, I am done. But I was ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm the same way, dude. I'm so over school. I'm done with it, and yet I still have just a little bit more to go. This was probably the hardest semester that I've had in my college or collegiate career, what have you. I'm not so sure if it's because I had extra things on my plate to balance with school, or if it was just the fact that, you know, I'm kind of getting into like the more difficult classes and a lot more work is expected of you, so
I wouldn't say this was my hardest. I think last spring was the hardest.
Oh, really?
But this was the one that I felt most drained. Like I would come home after class, I'd have to sleep because I was just so tired. like throughout the whole day.
Would you say it was because you were balancing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That is because I was balancing everything. And then so Mondays and Wednesdays, I would work at 6 a.m, mm-hmm. get off at 12, go to class at 1, get out of there at like 2:30. And then I'd go home and take a nap.
Right.
I'd just sleep, man. Like,
yeah.
I didn't want to do anything. Maybe I would go to the gym. You know, some days I'd have to come record the show. Tuesdays would be wake up at 8, go to class at 10, stay there again until 2:30, and then, you know, just find something to do. Like, I couldn't find any time to sleep, so when I found time to sleep, I would sleep. You know, man, I was just, this whole semester just made me tired. Like, I'm still tired just thinking about it. Like, I remember the first day that I worked on a Saturday I want to say like a month and a half, I had my actual job on a Saturday, and I was so energized because it was different. And I was like, oh, hey, man, like I'm here on a Saturday at 11.
Yeah.
All right, cool. You know, I have some energy. I can move. Everything felt lighter. You know what I mean? Everything just felt smooth and light, and I was moving well.
More clarity.
Yeah.
Probably think better.
Yeah, man. You know, I wasn't dog tired at 6 a.m. Having to deal with people. So it was fun. And so I'm just going to try and get as many of those days as I can now until we start back up again in January.
Right. I don't think these hooligans need to know too much about what I've been doing, considering they had to listen to me for the last several weeks. All I can say is I'm looking forward to the new Texas Pro Wrestling event that will be held in Abilene, Texas on December 28th at The Forge. That is formerly D1 for all of you in Abilene that remember it as D1. That's where it will be held. I'm looking forward to getting these last few bookings out of the way. Not that I'm not excited to do them. I'm just ready for a little break. But we're going to get out to a break of our own. And when we come back, we will talk Christmas music. We'll also have our favorite Christmas movies and television specials, so make sure that you stay locked in for that.
This is the Hooligan Hour with your host, Brock Baker.
Brock Baker.
Turn it off.
Run, Rudolph.
Turn it off.
Take it to town.
Turn it off, Brock.
Santa, make him hurry.
Just five more seconds.
Brock, turn it off now, please, for the love of God.
Run,
I envy your dog.
You don't like my man Chuck Berry, Johnny?
Well, I like Chuck Berry, but that's like the fifth time that I've heard a different version of that song in this day alone.
Well, nobody does it better than my man Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Hooligan Hour podcast. I'm Brock Baker. He's Johnny Cranky Bedlam.
I'm not cranky. I'm just saying Christmas music seems a little repetitive nowadays.
Which we're going to talk about right now.
All right.
Well, thoughts on Christmas music. Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, as you just heard, I think it's very repetitive. I think it's like the same 6 or 7 songs, and they just get different people to sing those 6 or 7 songs. And then it's like, well, man, is anybody going to come up with a different Christmas song or like a new Christmas song? And they'll be like, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And so they'll just keep playing the same 6, 7, 8 songs over and over again just by different people. And by the time you hear that same song like for the 4th or 5th time, you're just like, man, I don't want to listen to Christmas music anymore. And then it just totally ruins Christmas for you. And then you get really sad because Christmas is ruined, and Christmas isn't supposed to be ruined. It's supposed to be full of presents and, you know, happiness and cool stuff.
Well, I'm pretty sure you ruined at least 2 or 3 Christmases by divulging to our hooligans that Santa isn't real.
But he's not, man. He's not. You know how much gas that man would have to burn in one night?
You know how fast he'd have to travel? You know how, like, messed up your presence would be if he was traveling
it's
that
not
fast?
Economically
dropping
feasible.
Presents from the sky into a chimney. Like, some people don't even have chimneys, so it don't even make any sense. Like, what, is he just going to sneak through the back door? Like, you keep your door locked?
He's got special powers, damn it.
Well, no, he doesn't. No, he
doesn't.
Doesn't.
He does in the movies. Have you seen the Santa Claus, like, when he couldn't really...
Yes, I've seen... Okay. We'll actually talk about that later.
Yeah.
But, no, yeah. Well, like, come on, man.
You're not big on Christmas music, and I'm not either, which I'll get to here in a second, but do you have any Christmas classics that you don't mind, that you kind of can you can deal with?
That I don't mind? I don't mind Jingle Bells.
Hey, I had Jingle Bells popped up right
well,
here.
You, well, you don't have to play it.
Yeah.
You don't
have to. There we go. This is like the Mickey Mouse.
This is like the Thomas the Train version of Jingle Bells. Jeez,
it's possible.
Okay. Dashing through the snow. Well, I like I like Jingle Bells. Let's see. I like I like Let It Snow is not bad. I like the one by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that everybody plays.
Oh yeah. That's crucial.
I think Trans-Siberian is like. In a different realm of Christmas music.
Yeah.
I'll play that stuff all the time.
But that's like epic.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Like, I mean, but other than that, man, I really could care less if you're playing Christmas music or not, man. You know, it's just too repetitive. Mm-hmm. It's the same songs over and over again, you know. And I get it, man. I get it. It's a holiday.
Yeah.
It's the only one that really has music. But then again, it is the only one that has music. Like, how come Easter don't have music? How come Halloween? Well, Halloween has some music, but it's more for like
the movies,
TV shows and movies. How come the 4th of July doesn't have like 6 or 7 songs, you know, that are specifically made for the 4th of July? How come St. Patrick's Day doesn't have that? How come, you know, Valentine's Day doesn't have... Well, Valentine's Day has, like, a lot of songs that you could play on Valentine's Day, but there's none, like, specifically for Valentine's Day. Like, if you're going to treat one holiday like this, you might as well treat all of them like it.
Are we really going there?
Equality amongst holidays, bro!
Oh, my God. Speaking of, dude, we're at the point where Christmas songs are now controversial.
What?
Have you heard about Baby, It's Cold Outside? And the pandemonium that is surrounding this song that was made 60 years ago.
No.
Really?
No, I
like,
haven't.
You're not messing with me.
Is this like the video on Twitter where the guy remakes it with the PC lyrics?
I'd imagine it's related. I have not seen that. But are you honestly telling me that you have not heard about how Baby, It's Cold Outside is running amok? It's controversial.
No, I haven't. I have not. Because to me, it is a harmless song.
Well,
it is a song that was made years ago.
The PC Brigade basically said that the song is centered around rape.
What?
And or sexual assault, same thing. Yeah. What? That's where we're at right now. Because you know Frank Sinatra, that's what he was totally going for when he made that song 60 years ago, right?
Man.
Here's a meme. Here's a meme. I'll show you this meme and I'm going to read it off to you right now.
Yes.
Radio DJ, sorry, we're no longer allowed to play, quote, Baby, It's Cold Outside, unquote. But anyway, here's Cardi B telling everyone to eat her ass.
Yep.
Yes, and that's a true... Dude, it's so accurate, though.
No,
it's like, so you won't play Baby, It's Cold Outside on, you know, pop or hip-hop stations, but you'll play all of these hip-hop songs that glorify... murder, sexual assault, getting money, getting paper.
Eating ass.
Eating ass. This is where we are at
as a
society.
2018 is weird, dog. It's weird.
But you know what? I said 2017 was weird, so I don't even want to think about 2019.
2019 is going to be even weirder. It's going to get freaky. It's going to get freaky, Brock. What are you going to do? What you going to do, brother? Huh? Huh?
Probably going to go off the grid like you mentioned earlier.
But
I'm going to go off the grid permanently.
I'm going only off for 3 days, though, man. I still got to get my dank memes from Twitter and whatnot.
Your dank memes.
Oh, I love me some dank memes, man. That's what Twitter should be used for. Twitter shouldn't be used for politics.
Yeah, no, like, I totally
Twitter
agree.
Should be used for, like, dank memes and, and like, fun stuff, you know?
Twitter should only be for memes, GIFs, or GIFs, however you hooligans want to pronounce it. I don't give a damn. Yeah, I can't do any more of the politics on Twitter.
Nah.
It's like, it's already enough to keep up with in real life.
Save that for Facebook, man. Because yeah. I don't really look at Facebook that much. I just look at it for like sentimental posts and news.
Because you're just such a sentimental person, right?
Well, I look at it for sentimental posts, and then I'm in a couple of groups. So if anybody posts in the group, it's just nice to know what's going on in the group.
Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying? I like to be informed about stuff that matters.
Right.
Not the matters that do not.
Right. So, you gave us your thoughts, rather, on Christmas music. I pretty much feel the exact same way. So, there's not much more that I can say without it being repetitive. But I don't mind Christmas music, like, in the lead-up. Within, like, the, you know, what, 2 to 3 day window of Christmas, I can deal with it. Especially if I'm going to look at Christmas lights, or I'm with the fam, I'm doing that kind of stuff. Cool. I'm all for it. But if I hear Christmas music in November in my car, I want to pull over and kill myself. Whoa, I can't do it.
Whoa.
That was a little much, but
yeah. You know. That was a little much, man.
In November though, am I right?
We actually got a complaint at my store about that, because they started playing Christmas music like before Thanksgiving. And then people were like, no,
that person
you cannot play Christmas music in November before Thanksgiving. And then my boss was like, okay, God. So they changed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is your boss Napoleon Dynamite or what?
Maybe.
Dude. So that person that made that complaint, they deserve a key to the city.
The city?
They damn sure deserve a key to the Hooligan Hour, the Bobo UFO.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I don't know who it was. It could be like a creep. You sure you want to let someone like that into our spaceship, Brock?
No creeps, no scrubs. So you got a point.
Into our space coop!
But for me, you know, I do like, you heard Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
My dude, Chuck Berry, who Johnny doesn't seem
to
appreciate.
No, I like Chuck Berry.
The value right
now. I like Chuck Berry. I'm a rock and roll connoisseur.
You are.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, I'm messing with you. But yes, I do love Run, Run, Rudolph. It's probably my favorite. I'm not sure why. It just, I appreciate the older songs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're more simplistic. I do like Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. I don't know why I read
Eartha
that
Kitt.
Wrong.
You know, she was the old lady in Holes.
Was she really?
Yeah, she was a Madame Zeroni in Holes.
Wow.
Yeah. I just blew your mind, bro.
I have to Google that. We need a Google guy. I've been saying this for a while.
I just blew your mind, bro.
No, you really did, because I'm sitting here like, are you like
she's
pulling
the
my
one,
leg?
She's the one that cursed the Yelnats family.
Wow.
Yep. That's Eartha Kitt, who also sang Santa Baby.
That is probably the shocker of the day. Probably
really?
The shocker of the week for me.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I had no idea.
Yeah,
the more
the more you know, man.
And a little bit of a guilty pleasure of mine is All I Want for Christmas Is You by my girl, Mariah Carey.
Uh-huh.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to have a couple, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like occasionally I'll watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
It's what happens. These are the things you do, Johnny, when you have a significant other that kind of tells you what you're going
to
watch and what you're going
to
do.
I used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You did what?
I used to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just...
Okay, now we're getting into a different...
Kind of bored. I was like, oh, hey, this is on. And then I found it a little bit entertaining. And then, you know, I stopped watching it because I grew up.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, this show's not for me.
I try to avoid anything Kardashian related.
Yeah.
Travis Scott is about as close as I will get to the Kardashian.
And he's not even with a Kardashian. He's with a Jenner. Technically.
Technically. But you know that they still classify them as Kardashians for some reason. You know what I mean? They're still a part of that unit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Let's move forward to favorite Christmas movies, favorite Christmas television specials. Do you have any? Go.
Let's see. I like the SpongeBob Christmas episode.
You would.
Worse.
How did I not know that that was coming?
Where Santa comes to Bikini Bottom. That's one. I like, let's see, if you're talking movies, well, the Santa Claus trilogy was probably the one that I grew up with the most.
So you like the entire trilogy?
I like the second one the most. I think the second one was like the one that I really remember. Okay. The Santa Claus 2, and then, let's see, I mean, Elf is good. I'm not huge on Elf. Like, it's good, but it's not like...
It's one of my least favorite Will Ferrell films. Yeah.
Elf was good. Let's see. I don't know, man. Like when you think about it, it's just like they're okay. But a lot of movies now that are considered Christmas movies, they're just normal movies that take place around Christmas. You know? Yeah. So I haven't grown up with like the ones that are specifically made for Christmas. I've grown around movies that are like, they take place around Christmas time, but they're normal movies. You know what I mean?
Right. So, and this is always a very touchy subject.
Yeah.
For the fans of the Die Hard franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider Die Hard, the first one, a Christmas movie?
For me, no, because it's an action movie.
Yeah.
Like, if you're talking like Christmas movies, that's when I think about like, oh, like A Christmas Story, It's a Wonderful Life,
right?
A Christmas Carol, you know, those are Christmas movies, not movies that take place around Christmas. You know, because Fair. If Die Hard is a Christmas movie, then Daddy's Home 2 is a Christmas movie.
Right.
Like, that's not a Christmas movie. It's a sequel to a comedy. Like, it's not a Christmas movie, you know? It's just everybody has different criteria for Christmas movies, but to me, that's not. To me, Die Hard's not a Christmas movie. It's an Fair. Action movie.
Yeah, to me, it's, yeah.
The sequels weren't based around Christmas, so.
Right. Know. Yeah, so I'll still watch Die Hard around Christmas, just it's kind of like tradition at this point.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, to your point, it's not actually a Christmas movie. Yeah. You know, it so happened to come out around Christmas and it became kind of a cult phenomenon. And that's why people consider it to be a quote unquote Christmas movie. But mm-hmm. Yeah. What else you got?
Let's see. I don't know, man. Like I said, The Grinch.
Yeah. You know, so have you seen the new one yet?
I have not seen the animated one, no.
Okay.
I have seen the one with Jim Carrey, and that is about it.
You've never seen the original cartoon?
I've seen, like, here and there, yeah. But I haven't seen...
How did you go through elementary without seeing The Grinch? How The Grinch Stole Christmas once?
Well, because I was born, like, right when the other one came out.
When
the one with Jim Carrey came out. So all I really knew was the one with Jim Carrey. And that was enough. I was actually really scared of Jim Carrey's Grinch when I was really young.
Yeah, he looks
when I was
different.
Really young, that scene where he's like in the mailroom and he scares Cindy Lou Who. Like that one kind of like, scarred me a little bit.
Grinch.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I was like, oh, and so but like when I was like 10, I was like, okay, this movie's not scary.
When your balls drop just a little bit.
No, my balls did not drop at 10 years old, Brock.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know these things. That's why I asked. Yeah.
What else was there? What was it? Muppets Christmas Carol. No, not Muppets Christmas Carol. Jingle All the Way. I remember Jingle All the Way. Jingle All the Way was a good Christmas movie.
Arnold, it's turbo time!
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's turbo time. Put the cookie down.
So that's when he's
cookie. He's trying to get the toy.
The action figure, yeah.
Yeah, the Turbo Man. He's trying to get the toy.
That is a good one. I didn't even think about that.
That one's a
good one. I didn't even have that like on my list.
Then they made a second one with Larry the Cable Guy.
Did they really?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Why?
But they made it. I miss Larry the Cable Guy like in his prime. You ever see Health Inspector?
I have seen Health
that
Inspector.
That shit was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he, I think that him being part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour was kind of to his detriment because he became such a popular figure with that comedy tour.
Yeah.
And he basically put himself into a hole where now every film or TV show that people want him to do, they want him to be that guy. And he's actually not really like that in, mm-hmm. in real life. It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
It's an act. So I kind of feel bad for the guy because when I've listened to him talk when he's not in character, he's actually a very well-spoken individual. He's highly intelligent. So I'd imagine he could probably act pretty well.
Yeah.
It's just he doesn't get to do it because he's now and forever will be Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you touched all of your Christmas classics.
Yes, I did. I did.
I still kind of want to know why the Santa Claus 2 is so, like why is it better to you than Santa Claus 1, the original?
I think I had it on DVD.
Okay. So your justification.
Yeah, and so I just watched it more.
All right.
I just remember that's the one where he has to find a Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
And then there's like if he doesn't do it by midnight on Christmas, then he's not Santa Claus anymore or something like that. Yeah. I just remember that one more
okay.
than the first one. And the third
stood
one,
out a little
I didn't
bit more.
I didn't even see the third one.
It's not worth your time.
No, it's
not. I have all three of them on the desk over there in the Bobo UFO.
All right.
You're more than welcome to take it if you would like.
Nah, I'm good.
It's not really worth your time.
Nah.
I was just shocked because I don't mind the second one. Second one's, it's okay.
Yeah.
But the first one, man, that's a classic. You cannot go wrong with the first Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know. For me, it's my favorite Tim Allen movie, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, it is. What else would be my favorite Tim Allen movie?
Toy Story.
God. Oh my God. I'm speechless at myself right now.
Mm.
Let me backtrack just a little bit. I'm talking more of like feature films, or not feature films,
Toy
live
Story
action.
Is a feature film.
I know, live action. Mm-hmm. I was trying to spit it out.
Yeah.
Didn't come out properly.
Throwing you off your game, Brock.
Live action.
Mm-hmm.
You are throwing me off my game.
Yes,
You're just dropping little nuggets on me this whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
But no, live action.
Yeah.
So it didn't process, you know, instantly. But yes, let me take a step back, reposition number two, and then I have Toy Story number one.
So clearly, you put clearly. Santa Claus over Toy Story 2 and 3 also?
You know, I
or
don't
would you just
really
say the
like
Toy Story trilogy.
No, I well,
you
no.
don't like Toy Story 2?
Hold on, let me get it out. I don't really like Toy Story 3. I don't really want them to do a Toy Story 4. I feel like I get it. They're trying to make new toys, new merchandise, and keep it rolling. However, they were fine with 2. You didn't need to do 3. Why do you need to do 3? Why do you need to do 4? There's only so much that you can do.
I think the third one was justified just because it kind of ended the story, and it's like.
And now they're making a 4, so they didn't
even. Well, yeah, but the.
And that's my issue.
The synopsis of the plot for the fourth one seems very funny because it's about a fork that gets, like, he becomes alive because someone puts googly eyes on him. And so he's like.
Apparently, that's all it takes.
He's like alive now because someone glued googly eyes onto him.
Yeah.
And so now he can feel stuff and he's like a living thing now.
Apparently, ladies and gentlemen, all it takes is to put googly eyes on an inanimate object and it will come to life. You heard it right here on the Hooligan Hour podcast, courtesy of Pixar. I guess we got to give them some credit because they came up with that. So,
are the same people that. No, they're not the same people, but that's the same conglomerate company that comes up with the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a fair point.
Speaking of which, did you see that trailer?
Dude.
What'd you think?
I almost cried.
Really?
Yeah. I got a little emotional seeing Tony.
It's depressing, man.
By himself talking to, sorry, it's catching me off. Pepper.
Potts.
Sorry. My bad.
Yeah.
You're throwing me off my game today.
I'm sorry.
I'm having a little.
Gotta keep you on your toes, Brock.
I'm having a little trouble thinking.
Gotta keep the hooligan hopping from toe to toe.
I appreciate that. I need to do some like crossword puzzles or some Sudoku.
Some Sudoku, yeah.
Yeah, just keep my brain sharp, man. Because I've had so much going on with like finals and wrestling.
Maybe you just need to take a nap.
I don't take naps. I'm weird.
I don't take naps.
Yeah, I don't take naps.
You don't take naps?
No. Why? I probably should, because I am getting a little old.
Man, they are fantastic. Especially when like you have them set for a certain time, but they go over that time, and then you're just like...
No, that throws my whole day off.
Man, I'm just going to stay here.
Fair enough.
And when it's cold, when it's cold outside,
ooh,
your naps feel 10 times better.
I bet. I'll take your word for it. Maybe I'll try it out over this holiday break.
You should, man. Get you a nice lunch.
I'll document it. I'll let you know.
Get you a nice lunch, take a nap,
yeah,
and then just do nothing.
Fair. So I'm not even going to break these down. I'm just going to roll through them because, you know, we've been rolling off and doing whatever. But
boy, it really is the holidays, man. Can feel it in both
of
us.
It's okay.
Can feel it in both of us.
It's all right, man. You know what? We're getting through this one. We're going to muscle through it. And then when 2019 rolls around, we are going to be ready to go because we got a new logo. We got a new graphic. We're going to have a Twitter. We're going to have an Instagram.
What?
We're going to have all these new and exciting things.
Wow. Look at this.
And we are going to get paid. We will get paid in 2019.
Yes, we will get paid, damn it.
We will.
We will get money.
Money, money, money. We will get it. But yeah, so Charlie Brown Christmas, that's classic.
Oh,
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, another classic. A Christmas Story, which we referenced earlier.
Yes.
I can do without the 24-hour, binger with TBS, but I do like A Christmas Story. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. You mentioned Jingle All the Way. I like that one. I didn't even have that on my list, but you can never go wrong with the Arnold, dude. You can never go wrong, especially when you get a holiday movie. Oh, man. Classic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
I'll say this. No, I'm not a big fan of like the movies, but the story of A Christmas Carol, where it's, Ebenezer Scrooge, and he's like...
So the one with Jim Carrey was pretty good. But yeah, I like the story more than...
I like the story, the three ghosts, past, present, and future, and then like he turns his life around and gives little Tiny Tim a nice little Christmas present. And,
yeah.
You know, that's a good story. It's a good Christmas story.
Exactly.
It's A Christmas Carol, though, not A Christmas Story. Why'd they have to get, like, it just confuses everybody.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well.
We need to write them a stern letter.
We should.
We need to be the Christmas movie police.
I'll let you write it. I'll sign it. How does that work for you?
Sure.
Delegate a little.
Do you want me to do your homework also while I'm at it?
You don't have to, because your boy has already finished all of his homework for the fall 2018 semester.
Uh-huh.
I just have one more final, and then I am A-okay, good to go.
Kay.
Passing all my classes. So, yeah. I appreciate the offer, though.
All right.
Thank you.
Because everybody's got a price, bro. My price is really high.
They do have a price. Speaking of which, you kind of you kind of just foreshadowed something that's going to happen here in the next few months. But
what is that?
We'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
It does involve Mr. Ted DiBiase, though.
Does it really?
Yes.
Ooh.
We're going to be doing a little bit of a throwback to my boy. But anyway, I don't want to get too far into it. So, moving along.
Yes.
How about, let's just get out to a quick break. Let our hooligans refresh, re-energize.
Yeah, man.
When we come back, we will have our best and worst Christmas gifts.
They need to take a break and hear a sound effect.
Stay locked in. Welcome back to the Hooligan Hour podcast. I'm Brock Baker. He's Johnny Bedlam. So now, hooligans, you're hearing a little Carol of the Bells here. Christmas classic, gotta play. So now, we're going to get into our best and worst Christmas gifts.
Mm.
Johnny, Have you had any epic fails with Christmas gifts?
Firstly, I would just like to say that every gift is a nice gift. You know, it's the thought behind the gift that really counts. That being said, if you just give me a pair of socks,
dude.
I mean, socks come in handy. Like, I like socks. But if it's just like a six pack of socks, hey, come on. Come on. Or like, I don't know if you've seen the episode of Seinfeld where
I've seen every episode
where Jerry gives Elaine cash.
Yeah, dude.
He's like, what are you, my uncle?
Yeah.
You know?
That's like, hilarious.
I think just like stuff that it's like where you're just like, oh, okay.
Right.
You know, I've never gotten like the sweater or anything.
Okay.
You know, I've never gotten that. I've gotten some pretty good Christmas gifts over the past.
Well, name a few.
Let's see. Like, I always get stuff, like, nowadays I get stuff that, like, I need. So, like, I'll get, like, a gym bag or, like, a pair of jeans, you know? It's like, oh, cool. Like, thanks for that, you know?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, man, I remember when I was a kid, the coolest one I got, I think, was the Build Your Own Lightsaber kit. Because I was a huge Star Wars fan when I was a kid, and I saw this thing, and it was like, you can make your own lightsaber. And I was like, oh my God, I have to get that.
Wow.
I have to get that Build Your Own Lightsaber kit. This is how I talked when I was 10 years old.
You were Christian Bell Batman, or?
No, that's more right here.
Okay.
No, I needed that 10-year-old. That 10-year-old me needed that Build Your Own Lightsaber kit. And I got it. And you could put little parts here and there to make it look different. And no, it was just really cool. I think that's, as a kid, that was my best one.
What about, like, so in your more, you know, like your young adult
years?
Yeah.
What would you say? Let's see. Did I get a new phone one time for Christmas? I think I got a new phone. Or I got, like, not a PS4. I got a PS4 in, like, June. I've gotten like some video games here and there. Mm-hmm. I don't really get like big electronic stuff, you know, like everybody gets like a TV or like an Apple Watch or something like that. I didn't really get any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I just got stuff that I needed. I got some Jordans one time.
Really?
Yeah.
I got some J's.
They were on sale for like $60.
Nice.
And I was like,
do you remember what style or
number they were? They weren't like one of the, you know how it's like the Jordan 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It wasn't any of those.
Okay.
It was like a newer style. I think it was like the Air something 11. It's a nice shoe. Like it's a nice shoe, man. Like, you know, and they weren't like
too, as most J's
they
are.
They weren't too flashy. They were black and white, you know. And I was like, man, these shoes are cool. Like, I'll wear them. So I got those one time. I don't remember like it's just maybe it's just because my memory of gifts is just really bad. But last year for Secret Santa, I got a Nerf gun.
Really?
Man, I haven't had more fun with a gift in a long time.
That's pretty dope.
Just because, like, you know, that's a gift you expect to get when you're like 9.
Yeah.
I got it when I was 20.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh my God, I have a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
I have a Nerf gun.
I'm a sucker for gifts like that too.
I can be a 10-year-old.
In my age. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was just at the Christmas party. I was that guy that was just like sitting there. Shooting people.
Well, what do people expect? You just got a Nerf gun.
I just got a Nerf gun, man. Like, let me play with my Nerf gun.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just going to sit in the box over the corner.
No, I opened that thing right away. I started using it.
No, I totally would.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a sucker for those types of gifts.
Yeah.
As, you know, I've been on this earth for almost 3 decades, Johnny, so I'm getting a little up there. Maybe I'm just too hard on myself, but yeah. So I do like and appreciate those types of gifts because your boy gets a lot of socks. I get a lot of shaving cream.
Yeah.
I'll get some decent cologne And yeah. I can be happy with that because, you know, it'll last me a whole year.
I'll get cologne likely. From like my grandma yeah. or something. I'm like, yeah, okay. Right. You're my grandma. You can give me cologne.
Yeah. And that makes perfect sense. That's okay. But, you know, toothbrushes, all that kind of stuff. That's been my life for almost a decade now.
Oof.
So when I do get like a really cool Christmas gift, I kind of mark out. I kind of freak out.
Yeah.
I have a moment. So last year, I got a pair of T-Max.
Oh,
the solid,
shoot.
The solid red T-Max. I'd had these shoes
Whoa.
When I was 14.
Dang, that's cool.
And my girlfriend found them.
Wow.
At like mint condition.
Wow.
Out of the box. And that was my Christmas gift. Fit like a glove.
Man.
I still haven't broke them out on the basketball court yet, but I'm going to get there eventually.
Dang.
You know, I got to get out of the ring first.
I remember when I was 7, I think, I wanted to buy a pair of T-Max.
Yeah.
But they didn't have them in my size, or like they had them on display, but they couldn't sell the display one. And there was just like a big hassle to where I couldn't get T-Max.
Really?
And I was like, man. So that's like the one shoe that I was like, I almost had them and then I didn't get them.
Dang.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. Yeah, I was a huge... So everybody else was big on J's whenever I was growing up. I was a sneakerhead, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I was more... people were on like Polo and J's. That was a popular thing when I was in junior high and high school. But for me, because I like to be different, I was Lacoste. The AIs, Allen Iverson's,
yeah.
T-Max. Like, that was more my jam. You know, that was more my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, dude... I'm just having like a nostalgia trip over here.
I had a pair of Lacoste when I was like in eighth grade.
They're not bad.
They're not bad, yeah. I'm more of, so you remember when Derrick Rose came out with his shoes in like 2011?
Yeah.
And it was like a big deal because they were only like 9 ounces.
Yeah.
And they were the red ones.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I had those shoes. And then I started getting into Kobe's and I was like the low cut Kobe's, bro, those are good shoes, man.
Yeah.
I'm
not bad.
I like the low cut Kobe's. But anyway, hey, let's stop talking about sneakers. You need to talk about your presents, Brock.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess I'll keep going with the best Christmas gifts. I got a pretty sweet, Chewbacca blanket once.
Yeah.
That it was like a limited edition. And it came like with its own little box and stuff. And it had like it came with a Chewbacca mug, which is actually sitting and chilling in the Bobo UFO right over there.
Nice.
But yeah, man, I was pretty satisfied with that. Trying to think back to when I was a kid, the PlayStation 1, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my like first big gifts that I ever got was the PlayStation 1.
Oh, I got a GameCube when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, for Christmas.
I remember the GameCube.
That was cool.
Yeah, the GameCube. It didn't take off the way I thought it would. Like, it didn't become a major, major hit.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't make more cubes.
But if I see a GameCube anywhere, man, I'm playing.
They're dope.
That thing.
Was it the purple one or what?
It was silver.
It was silver? Because
yeah.
I had a purple and silver one.
It was silver, and then it died like 2 years later, and so I got a black one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. I remember I only had like 2 games on that whole thing, on that whole system. It was like one was an NFL based game and the other was WWF WrestleMania 18. I had that for the cube.
I remember like NBA Live, NBA Street.
Dude,
those were the best. Let's see. Ooh, Nicktoons Unite, where you had like SpongeBob, Timmy Turner, Jimmy Neutron, and Danny Phantom all in the same game.
Yeah.
Man, nice. Bro, that was fun. But yeah, that's GameCube, RIP.
I don't have like a standout worst Christmas gift. I already mentioned how nowadays I usually get a gift card or a toothbrush, shaving cream, something along those lines. So it was a gag gift, but it was very strange. It was very odd.
Mm-hmm.
I got a pocket, you know what, P-U-S-S-Y.
Oh.
When I was in the military... That was a gift bestowed upon you or your boy.
Oh.
I didn't know how to feel about that one.
Yeah.
I understood what they were going for. It's supposed to be a joke. It's a gag gift. But the person that gave it to me was like 2 or 3 ranks above me.
That's weird.
And he made a joke about like, because, you know, part of my job, whenever you're like a young boy, I guess that's what you would like to relate it to.
Uh-huh.
You have to sit in shacks out in the freezing cold and watch the fence line while they're putting up the sensors and whatnot to basically protect nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us young boys at that time, that was our job. And this person was, he wasn't my direct supervisor. He was just above my supervisor. I can't remember the specific title, but he was a tech sergeant. And he gave me a pocket pussy. And yeah, it was very, very strange.
I like gag gifts, but that's just weird.
It went in the trash immediately.
Good.
Because I didn't, anyway.
Good.
But yeah, man. So maybe that covers it for best and worst Christmas gifts. I don't know if we could really go much further with that one after,
I hope
the
not.
Christmas pocket pussy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man. So family is obviously a big thing at Christmas. Walk me through your experience with your family, Johnny. Like, do you have a crazy family? Do you have a pretty conservative family? Do you keep it more like, or does your family keep it more like your immediate members, such as your mom, your dad, your brothers, sister, what have you?
Are you talking about like just around Christmas?
Yeah, so like the big Christmas shindigs.
Oh.
Do you have like, does your entire family meet up at one place?
No. Okay. So let's see. Christmas Eve, we'll usually go to my grandma's house on my mom's side. She's the only one that's left. So, okay. So we'll go to her house and we'll play, Mexican bingo. Yeah. We'll play Mexican bingo.
What is Mexican bingo?
So Mexican bingo is just bingo, but it has like, it's also called, La Loteria, which is like the lottery or bingo.
Okay.
And so we'll play that. And instead of like the little markers, you use pinto beans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you use pinto beans as like your markers.
I gotta
And so it's just like, it's like little pictures, and it'll be like El Gallo, which is like the chicken.
Okay.
Or El Catrin or El Diablo, and it's just like Spanish phrases. And you if you get a row of them, then it's bingo.
How much Spanish do you actually have? So is this just a game y'all play, or are you actually, in fact, Hispanic or half?
So my mom is full blooded.
Okay,
Hispanic.
See, I didn't know.
I get where you're coming from, Brock. No, my mom is full blooded Hispanic Mexican. I don't know.
I try to never assume.
Yeah, so like I think my grandma is actually from Mexico.
Okay,
and so they came over here, and then all my parents were. My mom was born here, and then her brothers and sisters were born here also.
Right.
But, it's San Antonio, man. It's Southside San Antonio. Like,
well, yeah. But it's like, with my girlfriend,
uh-huh.
People assume that she's Hispanic all the time.
Yeah.
Like, especially because we actually do enjoy some of the Hispanic culture. My favorite kind of food is Mexican food. And no, not your standard American version, like the real stuff.
Yeah.
From where I'm from, back in Abilene, Texas, we have the real good SHIT. We don't have this poo nanny stuff that we have here in Houston. I haven't found anywhere that has like real, authentic, legitimate Mexican food since I've been in Houston.
Yeah.
But I do like Lupe Tortilla Factory. It's pretty dope. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like it. I like the fajitas.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So I tried, like when I've seen pictures of your mother, I tried not to assume or just be like, hey, like, is your mom Mexican? Like, because that's weird. But I didn't know.
Well, when you say it like that, maybe, Brock. But yeah, no, she's a full-blooded Hispanic. And so we'll go to my grandma's house. We'll play Mexican bingo on Christmas Eve. That's usually like where all of her like side of the family goes. And then my dad's side really is just my uncle, who I currently live with up in Houston, here in Houston.
Oh, really?
And so all of them are usually, they come to my aunt and uncle's house.
Okay.
So they don't even come to San Antonio. So it's just really, it's just my dad and then my mom's side of the family. And so Christmas Day, it'll be me, my mom, dad, and my brother. Mm-hmm. who comes down from College Station, because the other one lives in D.C. and he's got
the one who just retired.
Yeah, he's got his own family up there, and so we'll wake up at like 8 and open Christmas presents. Then we'll all probably go back to sleep.
Yeah,
and then I'll usually go pick up my grandma, and then she'll come to our house, and then my grandma, my aunt, my uncle, my mom's side will usually come over, and we'll eat. We may invite, a couple people here and there, but it's never like a huge shindig. It's never a huge gathering. It's always a very intimate family setting. And that's what I like, man. I don't like huge parties when it comes to like holidays. No, because then you get the and it's better when everybody thinks the same way, because then you get like the arguments and whatnot, and then you get the PNR, and you don't want that you don't want that during your Christmas dinner. And we don't have dinner either. We have like lunch, so that way if we want to do something later, like if me and my brother want to go see a movie, we can. Or if we just want to, go back to sleep, we can. And so we usually keep it really relaxed on Christmas. Just because, when we were kids, it was cool to have a big time, big festival. But now it's just, man, I just want it to be quiet. And I just want to enjoy, my dad, my mom, my brother, my pups, my dogs,
There you go.
Just relax, man.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
That's how it is.
So I take it you've never had too many experiences with like the larger family gatherings and craziness.
Nah.
So that's where we're different, because up until this year, that was my life every single Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I love my family, obviously. But dude, I got some wild ones in my crew.
Oof.
Speaking of a Christmas vacation, National Lampoon.
You have an uncle?
Yes, I do.
Hey, uncle, what's his name? What's his name? Uncle?
It's not Larry.
Is it Randy?
I think it's Randy.
Because Randy Quaid's the guy who plays him. Randy. Uncle something. I'm blanking.
We
here.
Both know who we're talking about.
I'm blanking,
about, I am too. Is it Randy? Because I want to say it is Randy. Either way. But yes, I have a lot of those. On my mom's side of the family, on my dad's side of the family, not so much, because it's just me, my dad, and my grandpa. We are actually the only living bakers in the United States of America. My father's brother passed away whenever I was very, very young.
Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, it was something with an E, Eddie. There we go.
Yeah, Cousin Eddie.
I don't know why I thought it was Randy for a second. Cousin Eddie. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we have several Cousin Eddies on my mom's side of the family. And then with my dad's, I don't really have that much of a relationship with my grandfather and his family, because, he separated from my grandmother a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically has nothing to do with me and my dad, but, that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But my mom's side of the family, I'm obviously much closer to. And this will be the first Christmas where we don't have our standard holiday gathering, For those that don't know, my grandmother passed away back in October, a few days after her 86th birthday. So, all my life, minus, I think 2 or 3 years when I was in the military where I couldn't be home, that's all I've known is that Christmas,
Yeah.
So we did Thanksgiving with my mom and her husband Troy and family, and that was pretty nice. I really enjoyed it. It was different. It was new because it wasn't what I was used to at all, but I enjoyed it, and I'm hoping Christmas goes the same way. And, honestly, it would probably be for the best because, like you said, you're at the point where you want it to be quiet. You want to enjoy those that mean the most to you. You want to hang out with the pets. You want to hang out with your family, brothers, sisters, cousins, or whatever, what have you. So it's going to be a different experience for me, but one that I'm very much looking forward to, because I've had all the craziness. I've had the family members that you don't see unless it's Christmas and there's gifts involved.
Uh-huh.
Had a lot of those. So now it's going to be a new experience, but I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
So do you have any favorite Christmas memories before we get out, Johnny?
you got the gifts and you got, you know, like the dinners and whatnot. Christmas memories. I guess, man, just like, you know, you have the traditions, like going to my grandma's house and playing bingo. Or, you know, when we were at a certain church, they would have a Christmas pageant every year and you'd get that.
Yeah.
But really, man, when it comes down to it, the memories that I have of Christmas are just sitting there, you know, with my dad on one side and, you know, I got my brother on the couch or my mom's in the kitchen. I'm
right.
Just laying there, just sitting there and, you know, my dogs start running through the house and
yeah,
it's just those moments of not really anything going on, but you're just like, I like this. You know, you
because it means something to you.
Because it means something to me. And you see, like, the tree in the corner. You see the tree in the corner. You see, you know, like, the food's still out. The lights are, you know, kind of like when the lights turn off and you're just kind of laying there. That's the best memories.
It's just, yeah.
It's just being in that environment. You know, after everything that's gone on in the entire year. It's fitting exactly. That Christmas is like the last,
I was
almost,
just about to
almost
say, yeah.
The last day of the year, because you can have, you know, so many things happen in the 11 and a half months that lead up to Christmas. And then when Christmas comes, you can kind of just like, it's almost like Christmas and New Year's could be the same day.
Yeah, they really,
you
know, could.
They really
yeah.
could be. And I think that's why they're paired together, is because they're at the end and you can take the time to be like, okay, I have all these people here with me. That's the best part of this entire year, is just having all these people together and seeing that, you know, no matter what happened, no matter what went on in the 11 and a half months that came before that,
yeah,
this day's special. This day's special, and it's always going to be special.
Right.
And then New Year's comes around, and it's like, okay,
let's start
all over again.
Yeah. All fair points. Have you ever had a crazy Christmas memory, or like something that's happened that was kind of like either funny or random or crazy? Have you ever had any of those experiences?
No, man, not like I hate to say no, because like, you know,
no, you're fine.
Sure,
I was just asking.
I'm sure that I have one. But it's like, as of now, man, I can't think of, you know, like something crazy that happened on Christmas, you know?
Right.
I remember I went to a Spurs game one time, and it wasn't crazy, but it was just like a really cool, like, the ending of the game was Tim Duncan, they inbound it to Tim Duncan, and Duncan just like tips it in with like 0.4 seconds left.
Wow.
And he just tips it in and it sends the game to overtime. Place goes nuts. Oh, also in that same game, a dude was doing like the one of the little contests, right? Where if you shoot it in this bucket, you get this or whatever. And so
it was
five of them. And so there was five of them. Five of them.
That's
a Botchamania reference for you, Brock. But he shoots it right, and then he gets four of them, and he misses the fifth one, but there's a bonus one at the end, all the way at half court. And so the guy goes, all right, if you make it in the bonus bucket, everybody in the stadium gets a free taquito from Whataburger.
One free taquito.
Everybody gets free taquitos.
Those are some good taquitos, though.
The son of a bitch made it.
Wow.
And that place erupted. Because they were so happy that they're getting free taquitos.
Did he get a key to the city? I mean, come on.
He should have. He should have. But
it's a national treasure right there.
Sadly, they ran out of the free coupon vouchers for the free taquitos.
That is hilarious.
Because
they probably didn't expect it.
They probably didn't expect it. But yeah, man, that's really like the craziest. I remember around Christmas time one year, I played the national anthem at a Spurs game.
Right.
Like, with my band from school.
Okay.
And then the next day was a live SmackDown in the AT&T Center. So I was there back-to-back days, and it was, like, around Christmas time.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a Christmas memory.
Yeah.
It was like,
did
I went
you
to
throw that
That
in?
Was yeah. actually my first WWE show.
Really?
Was that SmackDown around Christmas time.
Awesome.
And so my dad had me open it early, and it was the tickets, and I was like, oh shoot. Well, you know, we're going to SmackDown. I think that was 2010.
That is really cool.
Main event was the TV main event was Cena versus Ziggler. Punk came in with a chair and hit Cena with a chair, and then the dark main event was Edge and Kane.
Okay.
For the heavyweight.
It's a nice little card.
Yeah, and that was right before Edge retired too, so I got to see Edge before he retired. Yeah.
That is awesome, man. You know, for me, I guess I'll go sentimental or what have you. For me, probably surprising my family at Christmas during their Christmas gathering from the military. I hadn't been home in 3 years for three Christmases. I had to miss.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you only get so many days of leave per year, and then I couldn't always use them for the holidays because then you have to compete with 600 other people that want that exact same time off around the holidays. And it kind of goes based off rank and if you have families and whatnot. So I had to wait several years until I could go home for Christmas. And then so like my grandma knew, I had to let her know because I was going to stay with her while I was home. But nobody else knew at all. They had little inklings, but they weren't really for sure. And just seeing the look on my mom's face, and even my grandmother, even though she knew that I was coming, just seeing like the look on her face and everything, man, it was such a special moment for me. It was just like the videos you see online, you know, where someone returns, just like that. But I didn't want anybody to record or anything. For me, it's a little corny, it's a little overdone. I wanted everyone to have their, you know, their cameras down and just enjoy the moment. And it was great, man. It was great that I had that experience with both my grandmother and my mom. And then, you know, I surprised my dad later. For those that don't know, my parents are separated. But, man, it was a great day. Probably one of the better Christmases that I've ever had. But I think this Christmas is going to top it. That's a spoiler alert for all of you that are listening to this prior to Christmas.
Really?
But I think that this one is probably going to be the one. It's probably going to be my favorite Christmas memory.
How so?
I can't divulge.
Oh, you just gotta. I think I know what you're talking about, yeah. Brock Baker.
You just got to stay up to date, hooligans.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Check my social media. You'll know when you know.
Nice.
So we'll leave it at that.
Atta baby.
Hey, man, got to grow up sometime, you know?
Good for you, Brock.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate that. Johnny, this has been one of, to be honest, 2018 has been the best year of my life as a whole, both professionally and personally.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast has been a blessing for me. It's been a platform for me to like get out my thoughts, get out my opinions, show my talents, but to be honest, this show does not go without you. This show, to be perfectly honest,
I've heard it without me. It sucks.
I do a pretty good job.
I'm kidding.
No, it is better with you. And honestly, I don't know why or how, but I had this vision when I, you know, first started thinking like, okay, I kind of, not so much that I need somebody, but I would like to have someone. It's just, it makes for a better show.
Yeah.
It's easier to talk, you know, rather than just me spewing my bull crap for, you know, an hour. So having you on and having you actually meet my expectations exceed my expectations. It's been great, man. And I'm very glad, I'm very happy that you are a part of the Hooligan Hour podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for 2019.
Yeah, man. When you asked me first, I was like, you know, like I've always wanted to, you know, if not be on a podcast, like have like an outlet where I could just talk. Yeah. I feel like some of the stuff we talk about, I could talk for days, you know, just talking, right, man. Like that's something that not a lot of people do, or not a lot of people are good at. Not a lot of people are good at conversating. They're not good at, you know, continuing a conversation. And that's just something that's always come naturally to me. So when you told me like, hey, you know, I'm starting a podcast, would you like to be on? I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So thank you, I guess, for giving me the chance to spew my garbage, you know, on a bi-weekly basis, soon to be weekly basis.
Yes.
But yeah, man, no, I've had a ton of fun, and the success that we've had is way beyond what I thought we were going to have.
Same.
You know?
Yeah, same for me.
And it's you know, it's given my buddies a chance to, you know, they know me pretty damn well, but this has also given, like, a lot of people another outlook into what I do.
Yeah.
And just how much I am doing over here and what I'm trying to accomplish, you
right.
know? And if I can get on this show and I can make someone laugh, then I've done my job, man.
Right.
I've done my job.
It's also a way for them to stay connected to you.
Yeah.
Would you say? I mean,
yeah.
I have people that, hell, I haven't talked to them in 20 years that I knew them back in elementary school that listen, and they'll message me on Facebook. They're like, wow, dude, it's crazy to feel this connected to you, and I haven't talked to you in forever, and it's just off of a, you know, 1 hour podcast, you know, every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, we are going to be weekly in 2019. So
hey.
Breaking news for all of you hooligans.
Hey.
We've kind of talked about it.
Thanks
in the past.
For sticking around through this episode.
Yeah. And your boys are trying to get paid.
There's your reward. We're going weekly.
Your boys are trying to get paid.
Boys got to get that dough. Cash rules.
We're going to be weekly. We're going to be weekly. We're doing our damnedest to get paid. That will happen in 2019. We're going to have merchandise for all
hey.
Of you hooligans. We're going to have a Patreon
Shirts.
Page. We're going to be rolling out some extra fresh content that's exclusive from the Hooligan Hour podcast.
Nice.
For all of you Patreon loyalists, you Patreon, you know,
patrons.
Members, patrons that will be, you know, making some donations to the Hooligan Hour podcast. It's very much appreciated. But yeah, man, I feel like that's a wrap. I feel like we wrapped up 2018 pretty well.
Yeah. I would have liked to have had, like, an award show. But
really?
I feel like a lot of other podcasts do that anyways.
Yeah.
So I think they can just go listen to those and they can get their award show fill.
Well, you know, that, you know, so you didn't mention this to me before this recording, but that's mm-hmm. actually a pretty solid idea. And I feel like it would be better suited for, like, so July will be our 1 year, right? That'll
yeah.
be our official 1 year.
Hmm.
Even though 2019 in January, it's technically going to be season two.
Ooh. Oh, we go by seasons?
Yeah, go by seasons.
Since, oh, we're one that, of those
yeah.
shows. Mm.
Yeah, mm. I know, but that's just the way it's constructed.
All right.
But I feel like an award show would be pretty dope, especially
yeah.
if we could get the actual winners on the podcast.
That'd
in
be
July.
Cool.
Because I plan on us taking about a 3 week break
mm-hmm.
in June.
Yes.
Just to recharge our batteries and, you know, get the juices flowing again. So that would actually be a really cool way to, like, come back from the break. Just start it off. Yeah, just boom, right out of the gate.
Ooh.
Awards.
Nice.
How do you feel about that?
Maybe we can end the second season with the awards and then take the break. But that's still 7 months away, Brock.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll work it out.
For now, we'll just keep giving them weekly content for 7 months.
We will.
We're going to do this thing.
We are going to do this thing. Hey, but if you think about it, we've already done this for 6 months, and
I feel
like it's gone fairly smooth for the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, Johnny, thanks once again for being a part of the Hooligan Hour podcast. It's been a pleasure.
Goodbye, everybody.
It's been a pleasure. I hope you have a fantastic holiday. Have a fantastic Christmas with your family.
Ditto.
So,
ditto,
thank you.
Brock.
Thank you for being a part of this, man.
No problem, man.
We're going to get out to a quick break.
Oh.
When we come back, we will wrap this thing up.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
That concludes this week's edition of the Hooligan Hour podcast. That actually concludes the 2018 year of the Hooligan Hour podcast. But before we get out, we need to address something vital, crucial to our success. Check it out. If you have not already done so, please subscribe to this podcast. That will be your Christmas present to me. So please do that. Do this. Just press that button on your iPhone or on iTunes if you're using an Apple product, and it will do a lot for increasing the visibility of the Hooligan Hour podcast. After you do that, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell anyone you can about the Hooligan Hour podcast, who we are, what we're doing, and why they should listen. If you do not have iTunes, take a deep breath, relax. You hear that? Those are some breathing rhythms. Relax, it's going to be okay. You can also find the pod on Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Pippa, and now thechairshot.com. That's right. We have expanded our brand to thechairshot.com website. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. It's great. For all of you wrestling fans, make sure that you check it out. Usually, we do our episode preview, but you just heard the very last episode of 2018, Hooligans. So, I want to take this time to thank each and every last one of you. Seriously, guys, you, I know I say it all the time, but you have been so faithful, so loyal to this program, and have helped us grow exponentially in a very, very short period of time. I can never repay you. I can never be more grateful. So I just want to take the time to let every one of you know that I am humbled. I am honored. I am taken aback by your support. Seriously, it means the world to me. I work really hard at this, Hooligans. I put my heart and soul and every ounce of passion in my body to this podcast. I do the same for my wrestling career, but this podcast is something truly, truly special to me. It's something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be in radio, and this is a way for me to satisfy that want, that desire. As I said earlier, thank you to Johnny Ray Sissel, also known as Johnny Bedlam. He's been phenomenal on this show. He's been everything that I could have hoped that I could have had in a partner in audio on the Hooligan Hour podcast. So a very sincere thank you to Johnny. Speaking of loyalty and your faithfulness, we're going to reward that by giving you Hooligans merchandise. We're going to give you better content. We're going to give you exclusive content through our Patreon page, which will come in 2019. We're also going to have an Instagram and a Twitter for all of you to follow. We'll be rolling out extra content on those platforms. Once again, thank you, Hooligans. You have been nothing short of fantastic. I can't thank you enough. I hope you all have a fantastic Christmas, or just a fantastic holiday season. It doesn't matter what you celebrate. I just hope that you do so with family and friends, and you know that if nobody else in this world cares about you, I do. I really, truly do. I just hope that you all have a fantastic holiday season. Enjoy the new year. We will be back on January 7th with the very first episode of the 2019 Hooligan Hour season. That's going to be January 7th, 2019. That will be the very first episode of 2019 for the Hooligan Hour podcast. So until then, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays. Doesn't matter what you celebrate. Happy New Year. Thank you for a fantastic 2018. But in 2019, prepare your asses for takeoff. We are out.